I'm sure the month of August has its proponents, but I am not one of them. It isn't just that August claimed the lives of my father and grandfather. The cause of death wasn't listed as August, though I'm sure it was. But even shrinks abandon the month of August, leaving it to their patients to run around loose in. See Woody Allen. In many countries, August is humid, muggy, lethargic, and hopeless. August is a month you're not supposed to eat oysters in. And if you look at the word August fast, it looks like angst, which it really is. In short, August is not an august month. Think about it. Has anything good ever happened to you in August? Of course not. August is usually a time of restlessness, irritation, a certain psoriasis of the spirit. So why not just eliminate August on the same grounds as the 13th floor in buildings is eliminated? Make September into a two-part month, maybe even a mini-series. Repackage it in a new logo. Hire an image consultant. Do something. If it were up to me, August would last a lot fewer than the 31 days it presently consumes. Trouble is, you can't give it away or escape from it. The French may call it août and the Spanish Augusto. But the fact is, during the eighth month of the year, August is everywhere. This has been my rant on August. But this summer, maybe because of climate change or extreme weather idiosyncrasy, August appears to have come out of the closet a new month. Less hot, less humid, less sweaty, more user-friendly. So far, no real dog days, although it is heating up. Except if you watch TV weather reports, which endlessly bemoan lower temps, like we're not getting our fair share of hot, humid, and horrible, brought to you by weather forecasters, and weather here should be spelled with an H, as in whether or not they're right. Doesn't matter, weather is big bucks in broadcast, because weather is what gets people to tune in. We all want to know the future, and the weather seems easier to predict than the stock market, which has been described as an oscillation between optimism and pessimism, though I'm beginning to think that may also describe weather. I'm a local girl, Michigan-born and bred, but I have spent a great deal of my life in San Francisco, about which Mark Twain once observed that the coldest winter he ever spent was a summer in San Francisco. Which is to say, summers can get a little nippy by the bay. But here in the Midwest, this season, the coolness of good sleeping weather, married with a Midwest summer's night, illuminated by fireflies and dreams, those glorious days lolling on sandy dunes, beaches, the lake, and August finally emerges from the Weather Witness Protection Program to vindicate itself, especially after such a grisly winter. Maybe this isn't much of a compliment, but this is the least bad August I can recall. Though if it means that the price of a fine August is melting glaciers and impending doom, then I guess every tragedy has an upside. Right now, it's August.